Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blasingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., all rights reserved.
We're back. It's 23 after. I'm Jim Blasingame. Thanks very much for hanging out with me. Thanks for being part of my day. My pleasure to continue to be with you as we continue to celebrate our 12th anniversary. My website, which, by the way, is also 12 years old, smallbusinessadvocate.com. I hope you'll check it out when you get a chance. We built it just for you. Lots of good stuff there. And also our newsletter is 10 years old. You can subscribe to it right there and all the other things that are available at smallbusinessadvocate.com. Haven't been on Twitter for 12 years, but have been for a while. And if you want to follow me there, I'm at Jim Blasingame. Jeffrey Zabar is our guest. Jeff, how can we find you and your books?
Easiest way is www.chiefhomeofficer.com, and you can see all my content there, and you can link out to my Facebook and to my Twitter and all that sort of stuff.
All right.
Send me an email, and I might even send you a thank you.
There you go. Hey, Jeff, I'm going to throw you a little bit of a curve.
Okie dokie.
The other day when you were here, a few weeks ago you were here, you told us about demoing the Droid.
Right.
Guess what?
What's that?
I have a Google phone.
Okay.
I actually, for the first time in like almost a decade, I left the BlackBerry and picked up a HTC phone with Google with a Droid Android software on it.
Right.
I like it.
You like it?
I like it a lot.
Have you ever monkeyed with the iPhone?
I did look at the iPhone. I like the coverage of this other company that I'm using.
There you go.
And the networks were important decision to me. That was the thing. I did take a long time to decide, and I wanted a different network than the one the iPhone's on.
Right.
So I went with another network. I found this HTC phone, which is a true touchscreen.
Mm-hmm.
Not the kind that pulls out with the little keys. I thought that's what I would like.
Right.
But I realized, but I did. I mean, I took a long time. I took months actually to really make up my mind what I wanted to do, and I did that. Now I'm gotten used to the touchscreen, and I like the Droid software. But here's the main reason why I wanted to bring this up, folks. If you want to see where things are going, and see, I started telling people this years ago, Jeff. I started saying, if you want to watch technological convergence happen in front of your eyes,
right,
watch your handheld units.
Right. Absolutely.
Back when we called them cell phones.
Right.
Remember, you and I talked about this 10 years ago.
Absolutely.
Watch these things evolve in front of your very eyes. So now I've got this phone. Jeff, this thing has the weather and the forecast weather on the screen where I am.
Right.
And in a couple of taps, I can find out how's the weather where I'm going.
Right.
Guess what? I now no longer need the Weather Channel.
Absolutely.
If you're an advertiser on the Weather Channel, you've got less of my business now than you did have. I'm only saying this, folks, to tell you that this is the shape of things to come. This is the way things are going. If you're not paying attention to how the eyeballs of your audience is changing, how it's adjusting their ears, their eyes, their fingers. If,
right.
I mean, and I'm not saying it's all going to be on the handheld, but I'm just saying things are changing, and we've got to pay attention to these things.
Well, much is changing dramatically, and I think that you've hit the nail on the head. And we see a couple things going on. First off, you're getting these smaller devices with bigger screens. You're getting things like the Kindle and the Nook. I think is going to be Barnes and Noble's new product. And the Sony
for reading books.
And for reading books, mm-hmm. but they're internet connected. I mean, they're Wi-Fi connected.
Yep, yep.
They don't have the inherent sort of native internet access like a handheld phone would. But what you're seeing is it's getting smaller and smaller, and the screens are getting bigger and bigger to the point that they're going to reach a size that they will be everything you will need to really not do your work. I mean, you're not going to open up an Excel spreadsheet and manipulate all sorts of data all day on it.
I'll tell you what, though. I mean,
if
here's the point. If you need to, you will be able to.
Right. Absolutely.
And even though it may not be as elegant, it may be a little clunky, but if you need to, you'll be able to.
And that's what we're seeing going on. Again, the technology is getting smaller. It's getting more and more powerful. I mean, I have, like you said, I've demoed the Droid, which is the Android, has the Android operating system. I have used I've used BlackBerry for years, and I still get into arguments with people who are on their iPhones or their Droids, mm-hmm. or whatever, and saying, "Why are you still on a BlackBerry?" I'm like, "I love it.
Yeah, I love my BlackBerry, and I still, you know, in a way, I still miss some of it. But the biggest, you know, the biggest problem with my Droid software, Jeff, is that there's still so many things I don't know how to do with it. And but the power is there. I need a book that they didn't provide, by the way, right, on how to do all this stuff. But the main thing is the reason I brought this up, Jeff, was not to promote one phone over the other. Right. The reason I'm pointing this out, folks, is the things that we're going to be doing over the internet, over wireless. General Motors recently announced that they're not too far in the future, their radio connection is going to be a wireless internet.
Right.
And so what's that? That's going to change some things.
That's going to change. To change everything.
And so, folks, this is as we think about how we are going to reach customers in the future. You got to find out. You got to think about where your customers are going to be.
Right.
And you got to skate to that puck, don't you?
I was just going to say it's the Wayne Gretzky analogy, not where it is, where it will be.
Yeah. And folks, this is. I mean, as I got, and I knew this, but I had not experienced it. As I started using my phone, my touchscreen, my handheld Droid more and more, I see that this is the shape of things to come in terms of how people are going to get their information and all that. Hey, Jeff, thanks for being here. Give us your website again, please.
www.chiefhomeofficer.com, and thank you much for having
thanks.
Me.
Thanks. See you later, Jeff. Jeffrey Zabar, ladies and gentlemen. He'll be back soon. Got to take a quick break. Right back after these messages. I'm Jim Blassingame. Stay with me.
Insperity presents the Small Business Advocate Show with Jim Blassingame. This is a copyrighted production of Small Business Network, Inc., intended for the private use of our audience. Except as otherwise provided by copyright law, all other copying, redistribution, or publication without prior written consent is prohibited. All rights reserved.